Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Thursday Morning Mojo Call. My name is Nancy Holtzman. I come to you from right outside of Baltimore, Maryland, in Mount Airy, Maryland, on this beautiful morning. And I'm glad to spend a few minutes with you. As you know, we have these calls every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning for about 15 minutes, and they start at 8 p.m. And it's just to give you a little bit of mojo, a little bit of your daily thinking to start your thinking off in a great positive attitude, because attitude is probably 95% of success. So I am happy to share a little bit with you this morning. So I want to talk to you about one of the biggest qualities I think that you need to be successful in ACN, and it's leadership. You know, we talk about leadership all the time, but really, are you a leader that people want to follow? Would you follow yourself? You know, I've been asking myself that question a lot lately. You know, I look in the mirror and say, you know, are you somebody that people are going to follow? Because if you can't answer a complete astounding yes to that question, you've got to make some shifts. You've got to make some changes. So I just read and actually reread a great book that was sitting on my shelf called Leadership by John C. Maxwell. And leadership will show you how to become a great leader by identifying the need to consistently improve your mindset and methods, and showing what you can do to make the biggest impact on your team and your organization in ACN. And that's what I loved about this book. It was so applicable to what we do. So I always, when I read a book, I'm going to give you a little secret that I do. I always write in the front of the book my favorite quote when I find the best quote in the book when I'm reading, something that just gives me an aha. And my favorite quote from this book is, dentists encourage us to use dental floss daily to promote the health of our teeth. We need to use mental floss to get rid of old thinking and promote the health of our leadership. And that's something that, you know, we have to do consistently. It's like, you know, brushing your teeth. It's not something you do once. It's something we do every day and multiple times a day. So today, especially in this rapidly changing world, we often wonder what aspects of life is going to need the most adjustment to move forward. Too many things we do are just a result of outdated thinking and what used to be culture norms. We need to make adjustments. Today, leadership needs major adjustments. One of the most important areas for this in leadership, it is so important for one thing, that we have good leaders today that help us navigate the turbulence of time. But those in charge have to be agile for themselves also. In this book, John C. Maxwell, he knows a few things about leadership, and he'll teach you in this book, and the book again is called Leadership, the 11 Essential Changes Every Leader Must Embrace. In this book, you'll discover how to change your mindset so that you and those that you lead can be more successful. And we need that more than ever now. You know, we have to thank our leaders who, when this pandemic hit in and what's happening in the world today, everything is changing. Every kind of business is going to have to do business different than they did 3 years ago, and really different than they did it 5 years ago. And are you making that shift? So I'm going to talk about the three greatest lessons I learned in this book to change my mind right now about leadership. So one is the attitude of climbing the ladder. It's outdated. You shouldn't think about that. Instead, you need to be a great leader that constructs ladders that you can help others move up through your mentoring of them. Number two was direct others use what used to be the norm for other leaders was directing people, was telling them what to do and setting a path for them and giving them instructions. But today, now, the best results come from connecting with your people. And number three is the influence that comes from how much people trust you. That's where great leaders are admired and where they have great influence is when people trust them now. It's more powerful than a title or a position that anybody can receive. So are you ready to grow your mindset in leadership today? So we're going to talk about these three in a little bit more detail. Lesson number one, where we said bad leaders try to climb the ladder and exceptional leaders build ladders for others to ascend by mentoring them. Through the attitude of climbing the ladder, it doesn't help people. It's not necessary to get ahead of others to build a great team. You first, though, to be a leader, need to strive, and you should always be in the top 10% of your field. This is what sets you apart and ensures that you have plenty to teach. But you need to begin by shifting your mentality to experience, not to a position. It's about the experience and what you can offer. It's not a badge of honor, but it's rather to be where you have great experiences you can draw lessons from that are going to help others. And this always reminds me of where we say, listen, stories sell. Facts only tell, stories sell. It's a fact that you're a position. But when you have the stories to go along with that position in ACN, that's where others can see a mental picture of what's necessary to grow their business, what they need to do. And that's where you will learn to influence other people is through those stories, not through a position name. So the best leaders, according to John Maxwell, are those who desire more for their people than they expect from themselves. If you want to help your people reach their full potential, you need to learn the art of mentoring. It begins with choosing who you want to mentor. You don't have unlimited time, so you need to decide well. Start asking yourself some vital questions. Are the people you're considering for mentoring really hungry to learn? If they're the kind of people that say, I'll find a way, instead of, well, maybe I can do it, maybe there's a way, I don't know, then you're on the right track by looking for the people that say, I will find a way. The next question is whether the individuals have real potential to become leaders themselves. They're going to have to have a lot of influence, and you want to make sure that it's good influence that they have. After finding the right people to mentor, consistently give them small nuggets of wisdom from your well of experience. Then let them have the options, the pathways to develop their skills. Lesson number two. You will make a far greater impact on the lives of others and in business when you connect with people instead of simply directing. This is the truth Maxwell discovered while he was visiting a locker room of the University of Tennessee Ladies Volunteers basketball team. Their coach at the time, Pat Summitt, was extremely well-known, one of the best female basketball coaches in the world. And it was halftime, and the players were coming into the room. And rather going right to Summit to ask her what they needed to do to learn from her, the players went in a separate way, and they huddled together at a whiteboard. And they asked themselves three questions. What went well? What didn't go well? And what are we going to change? And once the team finished discussing, then they would turn to Summit with a report and seek her counseling. Instead of lecturing them, she connected with them by listening. Now, how many of us just want to tell our new IBO what to do instead of trying to ask them these three questions? You know, what went well, what didn't go well, and what are we going to change? Because then we're really listening and connecting with them. It would have been easy for the coach to assume that the team, what they needed, and just to speak to them in the locker room. She knew what they needed, but she listened first. She sought to understand their perspective and needs with questions and listening. Summit connected rather than directed. You will need to learn this skill too if you want to be a great leader. Practice asking the right questions, and active listening will be a champ. You'll be a champ at it in no time. To help himself do this, Maxwell uses a notepad when he meets people. I like this little tip that he gave. And he writes a big L on the top before he starts speaking with someone. And why he does this is he says that he wants to remember to listen more than he speaks. Start improving your own communication skills by asking others how good you are of a listener on a scale of 1 to 10. You know, when I was preparing for this mojo, I asked some people this. I said, how good of a listener I am? And it was funny, the answers that I got, because, of course, my daughter said I never spoken to her. And she didn't give me a great grade. And I really realized that I preach more to my daughter than I actually listen to her. And that this was maybe something I needed to get better at to be a better leader for my daughter. Also, invite them to tell you wherever, whenever you're not listening to them in the future. Lesson number 3, your title is meaningless compared with the power that you can have when your team trusts you. To be a good leader, you need the ability to influence others. But where do you get that? Maxwell learned early in his career that it doesn't come from position. Right after he graduated from college, he became the pastor of a small church. Expecting to be in charge based on his credentials, at the first church board's meeting, he was surprised when a member named Claude took charge at the meeting. Claude led the whole meeting, only having Maxwell say the opening and closing prayers and very little else. It was hard for Maxwell, but he realized that this man's integrity spoke louder than any title he was just given. In other words, Claude had the moral authority, which people will always live their values and do what they say they're going to do. You can recognize a person with these traits because they're trustworthy and they're dependable. When others know that you're going to follow through with your promises, this makes them willing to follow you more than any position can. You'll need to have courage to help you and those you lead reach their full potential. I want you to think about this. I'm always shocked in ACM when I get on like an RVP meeting and I see all these names I don't know of RVPs and other people when they have these global meetings. And I really think about this. I think about why we follow the leaders that we do. You know, and of course, I follow Leanne Gabriel, who was my leader from day one when I started in ACN. Now, why has she become one of the most influential people in my life? And I've only known her for almost 10 years, not quite 10 years yet. And I think about that because I've had lots of leaders in my life, lots of experiences in my life, lots of people who have much more longevity in my life than her that have led me and higher titles in the quote, I'll put little quotations around it, business world. Why? Because she led me with trust and she led me with integrity. And because of that, it made a bigger impact in my life. Listen, we all know the story when David slays Goliath in the notorious Bible story. But did you consider what the army was doing while this was happening? You know, at first, when David and his army met Goliath, the army retreated. They were in fear. They were cowering. But when they saw David's courage to stand up to Goliath, that's when they burst through their fears and they defeated the Philistine army. Well, that is the same thing we see in a constant daily with our leaders. You know, I watch Miss Leanne Gabriel be in the trenches every day. I watch her slay the fears that some of us have. You know, making phone calls, calling people, saying things to people that make us uncomfortable. But she does it every day. And in that, when she's doing that, and this is what makes a great leader, and are you doing this, is the question I'm going to ask you, is she's modeling the behavior that she wants us to have. That speaks louder than anything she could ever say. So are you doing that as a leader? Listen, I highly recommend the book Leadership. It's a great book. You can't help but love everything that John Maxwell writes, and this book is no exception. Society definitely has some traditions surrounding management that we need to get rid of because the way we have to conduct business today is completely different. And this book does an excellent job of starting the process. So anyone who reads this book is going to benefit, just not people in authority. If you can start your ACN journey with being this kind of leader and setting the example, even if it's just for one other person, that is going to organically grow into another person. And that's going to organically grow into another person. And that's how you build a business. listen, if you just did that 1% every day, what would you have at the end of the year? What would your ACN business look like? So I encourage you to go out there, set the example, be that new type of leader. Everyone have an awesome day, and we will see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.